Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 109. This is another psalm of David and we're going to be reading it twice. The first time we read it is going to be from the Amplified Bible and the second time we read is going to be from the New Revised Standard Version. And I'll be reading from an anglicised version, not that that makes a huge difference. It just helps me be able to read it a little bit easier. So let's read together Psalm 109, first from the Amplified Bible. O God of my praise, do not keep silence, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred, and have fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they attack me, but I am in prayer. They have repaid me evil for good and hatred for my love. Appoint a wicked man against him, and let an attacker stand at his right hand to kill him. When he enters into dispute, let wickedness come about. Let his prayer for help result only in sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children wander and beg, let them seek their food and be driven far from their ruined homes. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder the product of his labour. Let there be no one to extend kindness to him, nor let anyone be gracious to his fatherless children. Let his descendants be cut off, and in the following generation let their name be blotted out. Let the wickedness of his fathers be remembered by the Lord, and do not let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth, because the man did not remember to show kindness, but persecuted the suffering and needy man and the brokenhearted to put them to death. He also loved cursing, and it came back to him. He did not delight in blessing, so it was far from him. He clothed himself with cursing as with his garment, and it seeped into his inner self like water, and like anointing oil into his bones. Let it be to him as a robe with which he covers himself, and a sash with which he is constantly bound. Let this be the reward of my attackers from the Lord, and of those who speak evil against my life. But you, O God, the Lord, show kindness to me for your name's sake. Because your loving kindness, faithfulness, compassion is good, oh, rescue me. For I am suffering and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am vanishing like a shadow when it lengthens and fades. I am shaken off like the locust. My knees are unsteady from fasting, and my flesh is gaunt and without fatness. I also have become a reproach and an object of taunting to others. When they see me, they shake their heads in derision. Help me, O Lord my God, save me according to your loving kindness, and let them know that this is your hand. You, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When adversaries arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Let my attackers be clothed with dishonor, and let them cover themselves with their own shame as with a robe. I will give praise and thanks to the Lord with my mouth, and in the midst of many I will praise him. For he will stand at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who judge his soul. And now we read again, but this time from the New Revised Standard Version. Do not be silent, O God of my praise, for wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me, speaking against me with lying tongues. They beset me with words of hate and attack me without cause. In return for my love, they accuse me, even while I make a prayer for them. So they reward me evil for good and hatred for my love. They say, appoint a wicked man against him, let an accuser stand on his right. When he is tried, let him be found guilty. Let his prayer be counted as sin. May his days be few, may another seize his portion. May his children be orphans and his wife a widow. May his children wander about and beg. May they be driven out of the ruins they inhabit. May the creditor seize all that he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his toil. May there be no one to do him a kindness, nor anyone to pity his orphan children. May his posterity be cut off. May his name be blotted out in the second generation. May the iniquity of his father be remembered before the Lord, and do not let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continuously, and may his memory be cut off from the earth. For he did not remember to show kindness, but pursued the poor and needy, and the brokenhearted to their death. He loved to curse, let curses come on him. He did not like blessing, may it be far from him. He clothed himself with cursing as his coat. May it soak into his body like water, like oil into his bones. May it be like a garment that he wraps around himself, like a belt that he wears every day. May that be the reward of my accusers from the Lord, of those who speak evil against my life. But you, O my Lord, act on my behalf for your name's sake. Because your steadfast love is good, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is pierced within me. I am gone like a shadow at evening, I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, my body has become gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, save me according to your steadfast love. Let them know that this is your hand. You, O Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you will bless. Let my assailants be put to shame. May your servants be glad. May my accusers be clothed with dishonor. May they be wrapped in their own shame as in a mantle. With my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord. I will praise him in the midst of the throng, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save them from those who would condemn them to death. So this is Psalm 109. And though the words are similar, it reads very differently in the New Revised Standard and many other versions. You might have noticed. So it starts with David, who is the psalmist, praying that God wouldn't be silent and saying that people are attacking me without cause. I've loved them and yet they're accusing me. And it's hard when you've shown someone love and you've tried to be there for them and they're just full of lies and bitterness, ungratefulness and false words against you. It's a really hard thing to go through. And they reward evil for good. But the New Revised Standard Version, for some reason in verse 6, it says, they say, and then there's this big passage from verse 6, and it goes all the way down to verse 19, of what the psalmist wants to happen to their enemy. But in the New Revised Standard Version, they flip it, and they're saying that these are the lies that are being said about David. But the other translations don't do that. And in fact, there's a footnote that says the they say isn't in the Hebrew. So I really don't know why that's been added in there. I guess that's an interpretation from the people who made the NRSV. And I think it's probably there because the things which are being prayed for, the things that are being requested are really harsh. Appoint a wicked person against them. When they enter into a dispute, let wickedness come about, let their days be few, may their children be fatherless. And I get the feeling that whoever made the NRSV, and I could be wrong, read this and thought, well, David would never pray something like that. This must be the lies that are said about David. But I think that David is in a hard place. I think he's gone for a hard experience. Remember that David would serve in the royal courts, that he would save King Saul from his nightmares. And then what was his reward? That he was hunted down and chased. But I don't think this prayer was about King Saul. Well, it describes the kind of person that this is about someone who did not remember to show kindness, who persecuted the suffering and the needy, and put the brokenhearted to death. And the prayer really is that all the things they've been doing to others, may it come back around on them. And we've seen this pattern again and again through Psalms, especially Psalms of David, that there is a prayer that all the things that they are doing to others, all the accusations that they are throwing, may it come around back on them. We have that expression, may they get a taste of their own medicine. And that's what I see in this psalm, is David in a lot of pain because he's done all that he can to show love, or he feels he has. And what is his reward? Lies, accusations, scorn. And so he calls in the final verses, help me, O Lord my God, and save me according to your steadfast love. If you disagree, if you think that the from verses 6 all the way down to verse 19 are the lies about David, I think the message of the psalm still stays the same. That God saves the poor and needy. And David has used this phrase before about being poor and needy. And he's always recognizing that compared to God, who is so powerful, we are just poor and needy. Yet the blessing is that we get to see God at work. We get to see his hand and give him thanks and praise. We've been a bit longer today with this recording, but thank you so much for listening to Psalm 109. God bless you and goodbye.